This is a time to uprise. Welcome to today's show. Remember when the CDC warned everyone about a coming zombie apocalypse? You know, and everybody out there was kind of like, huh, the CDC's got a sense of humor. The CDC is, they're big fans of The Walking Dead. Well, I'm sure they're big fans of The Walking Dead since they literally want everyone who walks to be dead. But no, the CDC was just letting everyone know of a coming zombie apocalypse.
The government is trying to prepare us for this, a zombie apocalypse. The infamous astrologer Nostradamus predicted something like this could happen in 2021. Specifically, he said a scientist is going to create a, quote, biological weapon that will bring the dead back to life. CDC says, well, that's not likely to happen, but just in case, the agency wants you to be prepared. They have a new ad campaign telling you to get ready for the emergency. It includes this poster advising you to get a kit, make a plan, and be prepared. CDC experts say you should prepare for zombies just like you would prepare for any real-life emergency. They want you to create an emergency kit with essentials like food and water, medications, important documents, and first aid. You can find the full zombie survival guide or advice for any other emergencies. It's up right now on the CDC website. As hilarious as that may seem. You know, 2020 and 2021 brought us things that we never expected. So why rule it out? You know, why not just prepare?
The day the zombies show up will be the day.
Yeah,
you won't see me.
Well, exactly. Me either. We won't be at work. We'll be with the zombies.
And we're seeing it now in more ways than one. Now, we obviously know the first zombie apocalypse, which is our day-to-day lives that we're living amongst literal zombies, zombies who love graphene, if you catch my drift. But we're also living amongst a zombie apocalypse, if you haven't seen, in every city in America, because literally people are now putting drugs inside their bodies that are causing them to have flesh-eating bacteria that's eating away at their skin. That's right. So don't worry when you walk around the streets of Philadelphia or New York, if you're unfortunate enough to live there and you have children and you walk around and you see these people injecting themselves in the streets, which of course is promoted by your government because this is another way that they were able to get certain things into people's bodies, other than the other way, of course. So take a look what's happening in our cities.
Never heard of drink. I never heard of drink or anything, man, until I came here.
Alarm bells are sounding in Philadelphia about drink.
You'd see people kind of like walking around looking like animals when their knuckles are touching the ground.
Now Art El Malik's hands and knuckles are swollen to three times their natural size from exposure to the animal sedative xylazine, street name Trank.
When I was leaving, somebody had samples and that's what got me stuck, man. They had samples of pretty dope.
The xylazine now mixed into 90% of Philadelphia's fentanyl and heroin supply. Drugs that drive fatal overdoses.
Adding a horse tranquilizer, something more sedating, makes it feel like it lasts longer.
But now fentanyl addicts newly addicted to xylazine, seen nodding out and falling over along Philadelphia's notorious Kensington Avenue, are also developing dangerous sores on their bodies.
Big these holes all over you, these sores in your legs and all wherever, they just pop out of anywhere.
Have the doctors told you that you could lose your leg?
Yes.
And that's not enough to get you to stop?
Trying. It's a lot easier said than done.
Art El Malik knows infection could precede amputation.
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility. Yeah, it's a possibility. A lot of my friends have lost their limbs already.
Withdrawal symptoms associated with trank can be brutal.
I tried, like, cold turkey, man. I had a seizure and everything.
You had problems on your legs?
I did, man. I had a hole in my shin, and I could literally put two fingers in there.
We noticed one young man in a wheelchair missing his left foot. A federal law enforcement source told PIX 11 News vials of xylazine have already been found in New York City stash houses that produce drugs, and it's spreading to other states.
Last I heard, it's probably at least 36 or so.
Even though the animal tranquilizer xylazine is causing some people to lose their limbs here in Philadelphia, it is not listed as a controlled substance in the United States. The Drug Enforcement Administration does not regulate it. More than 50 years ago, the Food and Drug Administration approved xylazine for use by veterinarians as a pain reliever and sedative for animals. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram told a Senate committee last week her agency asked the Department of Health and Human Services 15 months ago to make xylazine a controlled substance.
We are tracking xylazine across the United States, and there is no question that it is an increasing threat.
And the FDA issued a warning last November about the burgeoning crisis. But the drug dealers abound on Kensington Avenue. Ralph Dixon, a lifelong Philadelphia resident, told us he's never seen anything like what's happened with Trank.
They are no place for these people. It's probably too potent for a human being to be taken in here. The drug dealers, why they cutting the drugs with that stuff is beyond me.
I'm Mary Murphy, PIX 11 News.
So the CDC wasn't kidding when they were talking about a zombie apocalypse. And again, we could look at the zombie apocalypse in more ways than one, right? There's so much stuff going on, and there's so many zombies living amongst us, it's pretty clear to see that we are in a zombie apocalypse. But that is literally a zombie apocalypse. And of course, that's bought and paid for by the Central Intelligence Agency and all the agencies, the intel agencies in America, because they're obviously allowing it to happen for a reason, because, again, they're hell-bent on getting certain things inside of people's bodies. So why wouldn't they look the other way and just add that to the drug epidemic or pandemic that we're having here in America, and then, of course, don't do anything about it and allow these people to lay in the streets doing these types of things to themselves? You would think that they would be arrested. You would think that they would be brought somewhere, a corrections facility, something. But no, of course not. They're allowing it to occur. What is their focus on? Well, their focus is on what they call American extremists. Anybody who questions what's going on in this country, anyone who sees the actual collapse of humanity around us in America, anyone who sees the collapse of morals, and anyone who sees through the perverted agendas that are being pushed in this country. So what you just saw was an animal sedative that's harmful to human health, which is showing up in street drugs across the U.S. and appears to be spreading. The drug called xylazine causes severe skin wounds and knocks users out for hours at a time, leaving them vulnerable and exposed. Public health officials say the drug is known as Trank or Trank Dope. It's infiltrating the nation's illicit drug supply in substances such as heroin and fentanyl. It's also becoming increasingly prevalent in overdose deaths. So you would think that this, again, would be a focus of our government, a main focus, that we'd be putting money and effort into stopping this. And instead, of course, all our money is getting laundered into Ukraine. So for people not to be able to see that the government's deliberately doing this on purpose, they're not ignoring it because it's not a problem. They're ignoring it because they know it's going to bring down humanity. It's going to destroy cities. It's going to destroy communities. And most importantly to the government, it's going to destroy what? Families. That's right, families. Because children are going to become addicted to it. Teenagers are going to become addicted to it. And that, of course, if two parents see their child end up down this road, that destroys a family. That's how it works. Remember, communism is all about destroying family, destroying capitalism, and destroying life as we know it here in America. So while they're warning about this thing, they're doing nothing about it. And we've never lived in a period I can remember. I know that there's been, you know, there's been some drug problems, obviously, in cities, you know, forever, but not like this. Not where you're seeing people pass out in the streets. Not when you're seeing people being recorded injecting themselves and the police are doing nothing about it. The government's doing nothing about it. It's unbelievable. Just allowing it to happen. And nobody sees how they're trying to destroy this country and destroy people's lives. I mean, you'd think that liberal people would care, but they're such maniacal people. They can't see through any of the agendas going on. They're so brainwashed. And again, they're a part of the zombie apocalypse too. So a recent analysis by Brown University found that the Trank is found in more than 40% of street drug supplies in Rhode Island. According to an ABC News report, another recent study found the drug in 36 states and the District of Columbia. And in 2021, the most current data available, Trank showed up in more than 90% of dope samples in Philly. One of the drug's hallmarks in humans is the presence of gruesome wounds and decaying skin tissue, which can become infected and lead to amputation. The Trank dope literally eats your flesh, says Brooke Peter, a 38-year-old tattoo artist in Philadelphia who has had a leg amputated due to an infected Trank wound. And again, our government allows it to happen. This is your government at work. They said it's self-destruction at its finest, the guy says. In November, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, warned healthcare professionals about the drug of course, they warned them, but they did nothing about it. Yet they try to force other drugs, and I can't get into that, but into people's bodies without them wanting to take it. But of course, this is just the same thing, right? This is the FDA at work. This is CDC at work. And again, the CDC foretold you this was going to happen. How did they know it was going to happen? Oh, right, because the government's the one who's allowing it to happen. The government's the one who traffics it all in through the CIA, and the government's the one who's putting this inside of these drugs. Now, people out there might look at this and say, well, you know, they're drug addicts, so they get what they deserve. Well, look, the simple fact is that the type of things that they're putting in there are making it even more addictive than it really would normally be. And on top of that, you know, they're mutating people. They're amputating people. I mean, it's frightening. And it's frightening that we're allowing it to happen, that our government's allowing it to happen, and people aren't uprising against it. So the FDA warned healthcare professionals about the drug, which does not show up on routine toxicology screenings. It can be difficult to distinguish from opioid use. Since it's not an opioid, Trank may not respond to naloxone, a standard treatment for opioid overdoses. The Bayer company first developed this in 1962. According to a November memo from the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, another one of their three-letter word organizations that are corrupt, 10 years later, the FDA approved it as a veterinarian-prescribed sedative and pain reliever for animals, reports the Times. Per the DEA, veterinarians use it to calm and facilitate handling, perform diagnostic and surgical procedures, relieve pain, or act as a local anesthetic in various species such as cattle, sheep, horses, dogs, cats, deer, rats, and elk. Drug makers studied Trank in humans for the same purposes but ended their clinical trials because it caused severe low blood pressure and depressed the central nervous system. Veterinarians can use substances such as hydrochloride and totolazine, hydrochloride. These are, you know, whenever you can't pronounce the word, you should be suspicious. And if you look at the side of any processed food that you get at the grocery store, you'll probably hear these words in the food and nobody even notices and they still eat it. So, I mean, they say its exact origins are difficult to trace. People likely began using it in Puerto Rico in the 2000s. The federal government has not listed it as a controlled substance for humans or animals, which means drug enforcement officials have not been monitoring it for abuse. How convenient. Hospitals don't typically test for it, nor do some state medical examiners. Per the Times, public health officials are still trying to get a handle on the drug as well as how to best respond to it. How about you just stop the drugs from crossing the border? That would be the way you would do it, right? But if you were trying to destroy the country and then build it back better, right? This terminology that they use, I guess this would be the way you would start, right? Let all these harmful drugs that not only make people addicted, not only hurt and harm people's lives, but literally you're having people amputated over, and the government does nothing about it and talks about if a man can have a baby or not. So this is the chaos we're living amongst, but we shouldn't be surprised since the CDC flat out told us of a coming zombie apocalypse, and literally the media is reporting on it as if it is a zombie apocalypse. Coincidence? I think not. A reminder, check out my backup channel. If you haven't already, it's in the description box. I got to start building that out. So please check it out. If you haven't, make sure you subscribe to it. I need to get the watch hours up. I want to have everything set. So in case I run into a problem, I don't run into a problem. There's more loops or more loopholes that I have to jump through and more ridiculous things that they've created since, you know, this has happened to my other channels. So I will do my best to get through those things. Obviously, some of the stuff they're asking for are just over the top, and I can't explain on here. I'll explain on the website if anyone's interested, but please make sure you subscribe. And again, you can check out the website if you haven't checked out the website. The website is called A Time to Uprise, atimetouprise.com. You can go there and click on where it says click here, and you could join and become a subscriber. There's a lot of great information being shared over there, as well as exclusive content that is uncensored. So I hope to see more people over there. Thank you for being here. God bless all of you and your families.